If you want to turn your Bibles and read with me, I'm going to be coming out of the book of 1 Kings in the 22nd chapter this morning. Amen. And this sort of a message this morning, amen, that God just been dealing with me about for a little while now and everything. But it may not be a shouting message, but it may bring us to shouting ground this morning. Amen. Sometimes we need a message bring us to shouting ground. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Amen. And sometimes we got to eat our beans and taters that we might be able to have strength to enjoy things. Sometimes I like to get my belly stretched out where I can enjoy a good dessert sometime. Mm-hmm. Amen. Want to preach about some things this morning that that concerns me and you and our children, and I mean the land over today. Amen. I don't care if it's this country or another country. Amen. But I believe there have been a time the Word of God needs to go out. It's the days in which we live. Amen. And, you know, the Word of God takes care of things this morning. Amen. The Word of God helps today. The Word of God guides. The Word of God directs today. But I want to start reading, amen, 1 Kings and 22nd chapter. You found your places, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to start 13th verse this morning. And this is preaching about, this is talking about a prophet this morning. It's talking about a prophet and a prophet of God. And it's the time of King Ahab. Amen. The time of King Ahab and Jehoshaphat. Amen. That was over Jerusalem. And amen. And we're living in a time right here that the kingdoms right here were divided. You had the tribe of Judah, then you had the tribe of Israel, and they become divided. Judah was a tribe of Israel, but they had become divided, amen, and they lived in a divided kingdom. It's known as a divided kingdom, but they tried to come together, amen, to fight a battle, but the Lord, amen, was not in it this morning. In verse 13, he said, then the messenger that was gone to call Micah being one of the prophets, amen, a prophet this morning, and the messenger came, was gone to call Micah, spake unto him, saying, behold now, the words of the prophet, declare good unto him, to the king, with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the words of them that speak that which is good. And Micah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak.
Amen.
And he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micah, says, shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him and said, go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it unto the hand of the king. And the king said unto him, amen, the king didn't really trust what he was saying right here, what the prophet was saying right here. Said, and the king said unto him, said, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? And he said, amen, this is the prophet talk, said, he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills and as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did not I tell thee that he would prophesy not good concerning thee, but evil? And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. He said, I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on the right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all the prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also and go forth and do so. Nevertheless, therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets. And the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenath, went near and smote Micah on the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micah said, behold, thou shalt see it in the day when thou shalt go into the inner chamber and hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, take Micah and carry him back unto Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with the bread of affliction and with the water of affliction until I come in peace. And Micah said, if thou return at all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. And he said, hearken, O people, every one of you. That's as much as I'm reading, and I know it's quite a bit of reading. But I want to preach this morning, hey man, on a subject, hey man, I believe, hey man, that's very important, hey man, in the days in which we live. Hey man, I want to preach on lying spirits this morning. Amen. That's the message The Lord has laid on my heart. Amen. Is lying spirits this morning. I thought a lot about this. You know, there's two things, amen, that folks just can't hardly take, amen, in this world. Amen. One, number one, is being a thief. Amen. Number two, amen, is being a liar this morning. Somebody say amen right now. Amen. I mean, that's two things you can't hardly tolerate. Amen. As a thief. Amen, and a lying spirit. And boy, I'll tell you, amen, there's a lot of thieves around, amen, the days in which we live. But I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of lying spirits, amen, that's working in our land. Amen, there's a lot of lying spirits that's working the airwaves, amen, and they got a big old voice, Brother Melvin, amen. And I'll tell you, amen, as God's children, I believe with all my heart, amen, we need to know the difference. Now, amen, I want to back up here just a little bit. Amen, I want you to hang with me just for a few minutes this morning. Amen, the Bible says that Ahab, amen, concerning Ramoth Gilead, the ground that, amen, God had intended Israel to have, but they had lost, amen, what they had this morning. Amen, and Ahab thought, well, I need to go get that, the Syrians. Amen, we're over that piece of ground and there at Ramoth Gilead. And he said, we need that piece of ground. He wanted to get, amen, a little help to go along with him because it's going to have to go, Brother Eric. They're going to have to go to battle this morning. He said, I'm going to call Jehoshaphat. He said, Jehoshaphat said, will you go with me to go to Ramoth Gilead? Because it belongs to us this morning. It belongs to Israel. He said, amen. He said, I, but my people is as your people and your people is as my people. I'm with you ever what the Lord. He said, but amen, let's seek the Lord. Amen. And see what the Lord will say. Amen. About this. And the Bible says that Ahab, amen, had his own prophets. He had his own prophets right there. Yeah. Amen. To prophesy the way, amen, that he wanted them to this morning. They wanted, amen, to prophesy things that would be pleasant in the ears, amen, of Ahab this morning. I thought to myself, amen, there's a lot of crowd pleasers this day and time, amen, in which we live. But you know what we need to hear today? Amen, from behind the pulpits of the hall, amen, of the churches this day and time. Amen, we need the truth of God's word this day and time. Amen. Amen. He said they called him. Amen. And the Bible says here, amen, that the prophet right here, amen, that he called on this morning, Zedekiah, said he made horns, amen, or a ram, amen, he made them out of iron and made a big showing, and he made a big showing of these horns and this ram's head. He said, amen, he brought them up, no doubt he took some time, amen, of making that ram's head and them horns are coming out, and Amen. He said, with these horns right here, amen, Ahab said, you're going to push them all back. You're going to push the Syrian back. Amen. That sounded pretty good. But you know old Jehoshaphat? Amen. He is a little pessimistic, I believe, this morning. Amen. He said, is there not another prophet? Amen. In the land that we can hear from. Amen. Because it's all in one accord. Every one of them agreed. Amen. They had about 400 of them. Amen. And they all agreed. Yeah. Said, yeah, go up. Amen. The Lord will surely deliver it. Amen. Into your hand this morning. Amen. Today. And boy, there's all in agreement today. Amen. But God said this morning. Amen. Today. And Jehoshaphat come to him and said, let's hear what the word of the Lord would say. Amen. Is there not another prophet in the land? Amen. He said, yeah. Amen. Said there's one. They said there's one more. Amen. He said, but I don't like him. Said, I hate him this morning.
Yeah.
They said, he prophesies evil against me. He never prophesies good. Amen. Concerning me this morning, I'll tell you, I'm like old brother Billy Mitchell was. Amen. You know, we need a positive and we need a negative.
Yeah.
You can't have a positive, amen, without having a negative. Amen. We need to hear the whole word of the Lord
this morning.
Right. Amen.
Good preacher.
We need to hear the whole counsel of the living God. Amen. Amen. But the Lord began to speak. Amen. And they went and they got him. Amen. They went and they got Micah. Amen. They went and they got Micah. Amen. And said, Micah. Amen. Said, they've called for you. Said, amen. And I believe Jehoshaphat, I believe the king of Judah there, he's sort of a little leery, amen, about what to say. It sounded a little bit too good to be true. You know, let me tell you something. Amen. If something sounds a little bit too good to be true, it probably is this morning. Amen. Amen. If it sounds a little bit too good to be true, it probably is. I mean, you see a lot of things that have come in your mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of things that have come across. Hey man, social media. Hey man, boy, get these things real cheap. Hey man, invest in things. Hey man, and you'll, hey man, and it'll be a false way. Hey man, and boy, you'll get big dividends of returns. Hey man, and when you come to find out, hey man, it's nothing but a scam. We're living in a time. Amen, folks, of a lot of scams. Somebody say amen.
Amen, that's right.
Amen. How many believes that this morning? We're living the day and time of a lot of scams this morning.
Amen.
Amen. There's a lot of scams that goes on. Amen. They come over to your, amen, their telephone. Amen. They'll call you up. Amen. And they want to scam. Amen. They want to scam you. I've had the calls to me, amen, and about the your Social Security. Maybe you've had some calls, and they try to threaten you about your Social Security. Amen, you owe this much, and amen, you pay this much, or we're going to come, and we're going to take you to jail, and amen, and I've had them to call me, and they come through a series one time. Amen, they called my cousin up, and boy, they had her tore all to pieces, and amen. And when they come to find out about them, amen, to find out this morning, it wasn't nothing but a scam. They called me up. Amen. And I called Rebecca up. They called her to come to find out. They called her two or three times. And she said, Dad said it's a scam. I said, well, that's what I thought it was. I'm going to tell you folks, just stay in time. Amen. We need to watch out for scammers this morning. Amen. Because they're liars this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
God despises them today. Amen. God despises them today. Amen. A lot of scammers today. Amen. And he come this morning. Amen. And he didn't believe these prophets. And he said, is there one prophet? Amen. Is there any other prophet? He said, there's another prophet. He said, amen. And they went and got Micah right here. Said, Micah, amen. Now all these other prophets, amen, they prophesied good. Amen. We know how you are, Micah. We know how you try and speak the truth. We know how you try and live right. Amen. We know that you've not always been in agreements with Ahab. And I'm going to tell you right now, amen, I don't believe I've been in agreements with him too, folks. I'm going to tell you, if it ain't even agreements with the Lord, amen, we ought not buddy up so tight to something.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't need to buddy up the things so tight if God's not in agreement with it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But he, amen, said, we know you're going to speak the truth. Amen. We know you're going to speak the truth this morning. Amen. And the Bible says he went. He Amen. He said, if as the Lord tells me, he said, that's what I'm going to speak. Amen. He began to speak. He told him, said, go up. Told him what they wanted to hear. You ever ask the Lord for something, and I mean you really meant it, and boy, you really wanted it, and you really prayed for it, and amen, you really sought it, and you really thought, this is, boy, really what you need. This is what you need to do, amen. And the Lord said, well, go on. Amen. I'm going to let you go. You ever done your kids that way? No, really, what they're asking for, really, what they're wanting is wasn't good for them. Amen. And sometimes you just got to let them find out for themselves. Amen. I found a few of them lessons out for myself, ain't you? Amen. I tell you. Amen. It ain't always pleasant. Amen. When I come to find out, amen, I come to find out Mom and Dad was always right. Grandma and Grandpa was usually right. Amen. The Word of God is always right this morning. Amen.
Amen.
The Word of God is always right. Amen. He said this morning, he said, go up. Amen. And Ahab, amen, Ahab didn't trust the word he said. Amen. I believe Ahab knew in his heart he just wanted to hear things that he, amen, that he wanted to hear. I've never seen such a time as we live in this day and time where folks want ear ticklers this day and time. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. They want somebody to tickle their ear. Amen. Preacher, that's not an ear tickling message. Amen. I like it when I feel good.
Yeah,
I do too. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you what, this morning the Word of God brings me to feelings. Amen. Mm-hmm. It'll bring you to feelings. It'll bring you to where, amen, that we need to be at today. Amen. And he said, amen, he said this morning, I'm going to take the time to preach this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Just for a few minutes. We might, God don't come back between now and next Sunday, we might have us a, amen, we might have us a, we might have us a Christmas message. I don't know. The Lord allows if you pray real hard. Amen. But today, amen, I'm going to tell you now, what did Ahab say to you? What did Micah say to Ahab? Amen. Micah said, amen, Micah said, amen, said, you've always said, tell us what the truth is. Tell us the truth. You're not telling, you're telling everything just the way the other prophets said. Hey, man, I know you better than that. There's something else there. I want to hear it this morning. Amen. He pulled it off. He said, well, if you want to know what the real word of the Lord is, amen. How many likes the real word of the Lord this morning?
Amen, that's right.
Amen.
Real thing.
Do you like the real word of the Lord? Or
yes.
Do you like somebody tickling your ear? Amen. I'm going to tell you something this morning. God called me to preach the real word of the Lord.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Right. You know what I got? Amen. Back in 1982, it was real. Amen. I'm just a young lad. Amen. But what I got is real, and that's the only thing I know to preach. Amen. It's what is real, because that's what is real. I'll get you the other side this morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And he said, tell us the truth. Now, you tell us this right here, but that's not it. What do you got on your heart, Ahab? Amen, Micah. Amen, Micah said, I've seen all Israel scattered about. Amen, the sheep that had no shepherd this morning. Amen. Boy, that began to boil his blood. Amen. I'm going to tell you, God knows just exactly how to get to us. Amen. I mean, he know just exactly how to get to us. Amen. He said, I saw all Israel. Amen. Scattered upon the hills, the sheep. Amen. That had no shepherd. Amen. This morning, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. The folks in the spirit that, amen, works in the days and time in which we live. Amen. They don't want no shepherd. Amen. Everybody wants to do like they did. Amen. In their own, what's right in their own eyes this morning. Amen. Now we need a shepherd. Amen. Jesus is the chief shepherd this morning. Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
Jesus is a chief shepherd. Amen. God made me the under shepherd. Amen. I'll tell you this morning. Amen. Every church needs a good shepherd. I mean, they need, amen, a preacher this morning. They need a shepherd. Amen. This morning the Bible says, amen, not being lords over God's heritage. Amen. But being an example unto them this morning. Amen. Today, and I'm going to tell you, amen, every home, amen, needs a man of the house this morning. Amen.
Amen.
They need a man of the house. Amen. This morning they need a man, amen, that'll take charge. A man this morning, amen, I mean, that'll stand this morning in the right, take the responsibility, amen, without laying it off on someone else this morning. Amen. Ever a country, I'm going to tell you our country, amen, it needs, amen, a chief officer this morning. Amen. It needs a king. It needs a president. It needs a ruler. Amen. I'll tell you today. Amen. That's not being a dictator. Amen. But he said, I've seen all of Israel scattered all about. Amen. As a sheep that have no shepherd. Amen. We need shepherds this morning. We need people to stand up. Amen. And do what God would have them to do this morning. Amen. Amen. This morning, I was just talking to my cousin. Amen. I've been studying this for 3 or 4 weeks. Amen. I was talking to my cousin down there, and she's talking to me about things that's being taught in her schools. Amen. I'm glad to have Melissa here. She's a school teacher. Amen. But my cousin Gretchen, her daughter, her and Robert's daughter, Ava. Amen. She's taking college classes online. Amen. And some of these professors have been taking English and asking things, amen, that have even no concern with English. Amen. Asking social issues. What do you think about transgenderism? Amen. What do you think about these lifestyles and all these things? What does that got to do with English?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What does that got anything to do, amen, with the English language? Learning how to, amen, pronounce verbs and all these things. Amen. Difference between nouns, amen, and adjectives and all that. Amen. And how to maybe write an essay or something like that. Amen. But it's all about social issues. And I'll tell you, amen, things that she was telling me, things that I don't even comfortable about saying, amen, even behind the pulpit this morning. Amen. Because it's awful today. Amen. And she said something to me, though, that made a lot of sense. Amen. Something. Amen. Because they began to study. She said, me and Robert, amen, her husband said, we won't even allow her to see anything unless we look at it first. That's how graphic. That's how bad it is. Amen. We got to keep up with what's going on. Amen. If we can even want to share this with her because of being bombarded by it.
Yes.
Amen. Said a bad thing about it. Amen. She's 18, but said there's 16 and 17-year-olds. Amen. That's under the age having to view things and see things and hear things. Amen. That are not comfortable for a human being to see this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And they said, she said something very important to me. And Robbie said, we've been studying. Said we've been praying. Said we've been looking. Amen. Said they want to take the masculinity, amen, out of the framework today.
Yeah.
They want to take the masculinity out of the framework.
Amen.
Oh, boy, what the spirit of lies, amen, had done.
Yeah.
Because they believe this morning. Now you listen to me, amen. Someone said, well, that don't pertain to me. It does, amen. Your children are here. Amen. Our children are here. This, amen. And we need to know from home. We need to know from church. If we can't get it there, you won't get it nowhere else. You sure ain't going to get it in the world. Somebody say amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. You're not going to get it out there. Amen. Someone sounded an alarm. Amen. You take Brother Robbie. Amen. He sounded an alarm this morning. Amen. And I'm sounding as loud as I know to sound it. Amen. You know, we are celebrating Christmas here in a couple, 2 or 3 weeks. And amen, about the coming of the Lord. But you know, there's one thing else. Amen, Brother Rick, he's coming back.
That's right.
Amen. He's coming back the second time. Amen. Without sin of the salvation. He said, be ye ready. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. I believe us as God's people, and I'm preaching to God's people. Amen. I mean, we need to be ready this morning because the coming of the Lord draweth near this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said, don't want to have nothing to do with masculinity. Because if we can make everybody the same, everybody the same in their minds, we fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be no more robberies. There'll be no more lies. Because everybody will be the same. Oh, my goodness. How foolish.
Yeah.
Hey, man, can the devil get folks to thinking? Boy, he's a liar. You know that?
Hey,
amen. Right. The Bible says he was a liar from the beginning. Amen. And he makes a lie sound pretty good. Amen. And things like that sound pretty good.
Amen.
Yep, everything, everybody's the same. Amen. No males, no females. No leaders.
Yeah.
Amen. We need leaders.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
We need leaders. We need husbands. We need men.
Yeah.
Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen. That's right.
We need husbands. We need men. Amen. Churches need pastors. Amen.
Amen.
Now they got these joy boys. Amen. They'll go around and they'll tickle years. Amen. They make everything sound real good. They make you feel good about yourself. Boy, I'll tell you, I love when I feel good. Amen. About something good I've done. But if I'm doing something wrong, I want to know it this morning. Amen.
Amen.
I want to know it. Amen. If I'm not doing something right, I want to know it. Amen. Bill, there have been a lot of times the Lord's, amen, has smote me on the hand and slapped me on the wrist. Said, amen. You don't need to have that this morning.
Amen.
You don't need that. Yeah. Amen. I'll pull back. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God ever done you that way? I know He has.
Mm-hmm.
You'll recognize it. Amen. He has. Amen. But the Bible says the devil's been a liar from the beginning this morning.
Amen.
Amen. But He said, I saw all Israel scattered as sheep that have no shepherd. Amen. This morning. Amen. Preacher's afraid to preach just that time.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Someone said, you know,
right.
Amen. I don't like it, preacher. I'll get my four and I'll go somewhere else. Well, the truth of the word, just like this right here. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the truth is the same today as it was yesterday. The truth is the same, amen, today as it was in Grandma and Grandpa's day. Amen. But He said this morning, the devil's a liar from the beginning. He told Eve, amen, you can read it, the third chapter of Genesis. There. He said to Eve, amen, He said, shall you not eat of, He said, hath not God said? Amen. That was the first lie, amen, that He ever told mankind this morning. Hath God said? Amen. Questioning, amen, the word of the Lord. You know, that's what the devil likes to do. He likes to question the things of God this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Someone said, preacher, amen. They try to make everything out. Amen. But I like to have a clear understanding, amen, of where we're at today, what God's position is for me, what it is for you, what it is for us, what it is for His people. Amen. This morning. Amen. They try to make a man out. Amen. As God would say it. Amen. As God would set it up. Amen, as being a big bully, amen, or a big something over a woman this morning. Amen, I'm going to tell you something. Amen, God don't like no male chauvinists this morning, and I don't either.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. You don't like them, do you? Amen. Donnie, you don't like them, do you? Amen. We don't like them this morning. God don't like them today. Amen, but I'm going to tell you something this morning. Amen, God made us all, amen, in our own part. A woman just as important as a man. A man just as important as a woman.
Yeah.
Amen, their jobs are just as important as the other. Amen, God didn't make them the same. God made them different. Amen, but He made them equal in His own eyes this morning.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Made them walk side to side.
Indeed.
Amen, made them walk side to side this morning. Amen. God gave a man, amen, a lot of position this morning. Amen. But the world's trying to work against masculinity. Amen. They're trying to work against, amen, godly principles. Amen. And God has set up today. Amen. They say, well, amen, we don't need dictators. They'll call a husband of a home a dictator. They'll call a pastor of a church a dictator. They'll call a president or a king or something to dictate. And they are dictators, don't get me wrong. Amen, they are. Amen. But, amen, God has set up, amen, these things this morning. Amen, in His own right. Amen, in His own way today. Amen. And it works good. And when God's ways work, amen, they work good this morning. God said, amen, He looked and He made everything. And He said, behold, said, He made all things good this morning. Amen. I'm going to turn just for a minute, amen, to the book of, amen, book of the 1 Timothy this morning, amen, in the 4th chapter, amen, the book of Timothy in the 4th chapter this morning, in the first verse, amen, probably very familiar to most of you, But he said this morning, amen, and I believe we're living in the last days this morning, according to God's word. In 1 Timothy, he said, now the Spirit speaketh, the first verse, fourth chapter, he said, the Spirit speaketh expressly, earnestly.
Yeah.
Amen. Urgency. He speaks expressly this morning, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, amen, and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy this morning. Amen. Notice that. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron this morning. Amen. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Amen. The Bible says this morning in Revelation, and I'm not going to turn there, amen, but he said, amen, to them that make and believe a lie, amen, folks, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of lies being made, amen, the days in which we live, and I've just spoken of a few of them, amen, that ain't all of them, that's just a few of them this morning, but the devil's got a lot of lies out there, he's got a lot of misconceptions out there. Amen, but I'm going to tell you something. God's word is still the way, the truth, and the life this morning. The devil will show things, and boy, he'll show, amen, what a good time you can have. Amen, drinking that Budweiser. Amen, and getting out with your friends. Amen, and having those big times. But boy, he'll never show you, amen, the alcohol abuse. And amen, he'll never show you this morning. Amen, the broken homes. He'll never show you the car wrecks and, amen, that have happened and the innocent being killed and all this because the devil's a big old liar this morning.
Right. Amen. Amen.
He's a big old liar this morning. Amen. Well, I'll tell you this morning, amen, the Bible says, amen, the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some should depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Amen, and they're out there this morning. Amen. And a lot of them, amen, are just like the old prophets, amen, that is reading about here of Ahab. Amen. I mean, they prophesy, amen, what they want to hear. Amen. That's what they're doing for Ahab. Boy, they'll tell them, amen, just what they want to hear. Amen. But you know what? How the Bible says this morning, I ain't done with Ahab just yet. Amen. And he said that, amen, that he said, did I not tell you about Micah? Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, said, did I tell you, amen, how he had prophesied against me? He said, I want you to take that feller. Amen. I want you to take that old prophet there. Amen. And I want you to put him in the prison and said, feed him with the bread of affliction and the water of affliction. Amen. Till I come again. Amen. He said, if you'll indeed come again, amen, said, I've not spoken the word of the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible says this morning, Brother Eric, amen, said he went up there, said they went up to Ramoth Gilead.
Yeah.
Amen. And amen. Now Ahab, amen, he thought he had tried to fool the word of the Lord. You ever see folks that try to fool the word of the Lord? Amen. I mean, he thought he had fooled the word of the Lord. You can't fool God. You can't fool the word of the Lord. Amen. Because it's settled in heaven this morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's settled in heaven. Amen. He said, now, said, I want you to go up. Amen. He is sort of concerned about what Micah said. I believe, amen, this morning, I believe he sort of had, amen, a little bit of concern about what Micah said. You know, amen, Brother Melvin, he said, you know, that man might be right. I'm not going to take no chances. You know, he very well might be right. He said, Jehoshaphat said, I want you to wear the robe. Said, I'll go with just one of the men this morning. Amen. I want you to go as a king this morning. Amen. And he went up to her. Amen. He disguised himself. He thought to disguise herself from the Lord. Amen. He disguised himself. Amen. And he went up there. Amen. And they thought, boy, they went to running after Jehoshaphat. Amen. The Syrians thought, boy, here's a king. Let's go after him. Amen. And said that Jehoshaphat began to cry out. They heard his cry. Amen. They heard his cry. And he said, amen. Well, said, this is not the cry of Ahab. Amen. This is somebody else. This is not Ahab. They recognized Ahab's voice somehow or other. But they recognized that that wasn't Ahab and they turned aside. Amen. They started following another way and said one of the men, amen, shot a stray arrow.
Yeah.
Amen. It hit him right in the rib right there. Amen. And it went in this morning and said, you know, Ahab said to his driver, said, I've been wounded this morning. Amen. Said, take me on. And the Bible says that Ahab, amen, passed away. Just like the word of the Lord would say.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm going to tell you, amen, the word of God will stand. When everything else falls, I'd rather have the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I'd rather have the truth of God's word. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what he said this morning? Talking about the Christmas message. He said, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Mm-hmm. Amen. We shall be to all people this morning. Amen. You know, they suffered a lot of things right there. Amen. And they, amen, they had to endure a lot of things. Amen. But he said, amen, said, I bring you good tidings of great joy. You know, that's what the gospel is.
Yeah.
Is right. The good news this morning. I'm glad the Lord brought us some good news, ain't you?
Amen.
Amen. I mean, he brought us some good news this morning. Amen. I'm glad he brought away the ways of salvation. Amen. That we might escape. Amen. The violence of death. I mean, we might escape. Amen. The things that God, amen, has said. Amen. For those that don't live. Amen. For war this morning. Amen. Because we was all doomed to die. We didn't have no hope. Amen.
Yeah.
We was hopeless. We was alienated. Amen. From Israel this morning. Amen. But Jesus come that we might have hope. You know, I like talking about the negative. And boy, I sure like the positive this morning. Amen. Amen. I'm glad Jesus come in the positive. Amen. That's the reason we rejoice here at Christmas time. I love the way they got things set up. Boy, I mean, it makes you feel real good. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something. Amen. I wouldn't know how good I've got it unless I know how bad it could have been this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You ever been thankful this morning?
Yeah.
Amen. You've had a big old sickness, Brother Morrison. Amen. You've been living there in a fever and a sweat rolling off of you and just feeling plumb awful. And boy, you get your little medicine. Amen. You get to feeling pretty good. And boy, amen. It brings thankfulness this morning. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Praise the Lord. You ever found, amen, way there and boy, you just couldn't get a bill made somehow or another? Amen.
Yeah.
Didn't know how it was going to come. And boy, the Lord opened the windows of heaven along somewhere along the way. And amen. And somehow it got done.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know what you were going to do? Whew. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. You ever done that?
Yes.
Amen. Love the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God's good this morning. Amen.
Amen.
We serve a good God. Boy, I tell you what, I'd rather hear the word of the Lord this morning. Amen. They said, Lord, amen. We want to hear the real word of the Lord this morning. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. If Ahab would have heeded the prophet, amen, Ahab could have avoided, amen, being killed that day. Amen.
Yeah.
If he had heeded the prophet this morning. Amen. But he just despised what he had to say.
Yeah.
He just couldn't hardly take. Amen. What is a preaching about? What is a prophesying about? Amen. He just had to go on. Amen. This morning on his own way. Amen. And he suffered because he thought he disguised himself from the Lord, but it didn't work. Amen.
Right.
Boy, I remember, amen, the night that I got saved, the night that I had to come to the Lord. I had to come. Amen. Boy, amen. I thought, Lord, I sure don't want to come and get something that ain't going to do me no good. Amen. Dear God, I ain't never had one, I don't reckon. Amen. A little phony dollar bill or a phony 20 or something other. And come to find out. Could you imagine that? You might have had one. I haven't. But amen. Taking that to the bank and handing it to them, not knowing. And them looking at you and telling you, can't use this. It just won't spend this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm glad I got something that's going to spend this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Boy, you have somebody like the Lord that, I mean, that can tell all things. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Rebecca, when she was working at the bank, and she count that money, and you've seen how that bank tells her, I mean, they can flip that money. I ain't never seen that. I don't know how to do it. Amen. That's something a lady can do a lot better than what a man can do. Amen. I mean, women's got gifts, I'm telling you. Man's got his gifts, and women's got hers. Boy, I mean, they can flip that money. They know how to spend it, too. They can flip it out there. She flipped that money out. And I mean, she could tell if one bill was bad, she could tell just like that right there. She's done it. It's happened, I don't know, a couple of times. I mean, flipping that money, you know how fast they do it. I mean, they flip it out of there. And that fast realized, oh, there's something wrong right here. That one won't stand. Amen. It ain't no good. I'm glad what I've got's good, ain't you?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ahab, he didn't want to hear the truth. Amen. Amen, folks. And there's, and I'm not, I'm preaching to you this morning. Amen. I ain't, Lord knows my heart, I ain't preaching at no one or anything, but I'm preaching to you. Amen. There's a lot of things up there that me and you, as God's children, need to be aware of. Amen. And things we need to let our loved ones and neighbors, amen, let them aware of this morning. Well, there's a lot of scammers.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of lies out there. Amen. There's a lot of lies floating around. And I tell you, it's in high places. Mm-hmm. It's floating around in textbooks. It's floating around in, amen, on social media. It's floating around the airways. The Bible says the devil's a prince of the power of the air this morning. Make no mistake about it. Amen. He is the prince of this world. Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh. Amen. He is the prince of this world. He is the prince of the power of the hour. Amen. He makes everything glorious. Amen. But you might hear a still, small voice. It might be one prophet.
Amen.
Amen. That says, nay. Amen. This ain't the ways of the Lord, but this is the way of the Lord. It might be one against 400, but we better listen to what God
That's
says
right.
this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I mean the world, and boy, I'll tell you, amen, God, don't think for 1 minute, amen, a lot of these fellas, amen, is trying to preach just for, amen, filthy lucre, amen, which is money this morning, amen, I'll tell you, God will judge him in the end this morning. God will judge him. Amen. And I love the truth of God's word, don't you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. I know this ain't been no shouting this, but I believe it brings the shouting ground. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. I've cleared my heart. I've preached what God has put on my heart this morning. Amen. I ain't through. I need to quit. Amen. If amen. I'd like you to bang his head with me. Just close in prayer this morning. Lord, we just thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for your goodness today, God. We thank you, Lord, for your guiding hand, Lord, that helps us to lead us. And we pray right now, Lord, for we know the devil, Lord, works with all deceivingness, Lord. And God, he's good at his job. We know that. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, for God, you said this morning, your sheep knows your voice, and they'll hearken not the voice of a stranger this morning. Lord, we pray that it'll be attentive, Lord, to the truth, to the word, and to your word. And God, that we'd be a light, Lord, to others. God, that's about us this morning, Lord, that they may see this morning. They may see your good works. Glorify the Father today, Lord. We just thank you this morning for these things. And God, we pray that you'd ask, Lord, that you'd help and keep us, each one, in the center of your will. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said amen.
Amen. Amen.